Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
If your teenager goes off to college, but they're having a hard time socially and emotionally, and they want to come home, how should you advise them? Well, we'll talk about this and more on this week's podcast, The Challenging Transition from High School to College. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown. And I'm here to help you get that enjoyable family you work for every day. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, don't be shy. We'll all benefit from your questions. So come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and enter it there today. And while you're there, download a free copy of my Parental Burnout Recovery Guide. And please remember, this is an educational podcast, not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Well, today we're hearing from Jack from Lincoln, Nebraska. And Jack writes, "My daughter received a scholarship to a really good school and now, after one semester, wants to come back home and go to the local college. She's plenty smart and should be able to make friends and do well, but she misses her boyfriend and says all the kids at school are stuck up. Her grades are good, so that's not the problem. We're surprised by her requests and are mixed in how to respond. She talks with us, mostly her mom, several times a day, but this isn't unusual, as that was our pattern when she was at home. We could say, sure, come home, but then she wouldn't be giving it a chance. We're not sure whether we should say, stay and work things out, because that would be forcing her to do something she doesn't feel ready for. What advice can you offer us?" Well, thanks for your question, Jack. It's an important one because the transition to college is not fully recognized as the challenge it is for most kids. And in recent times, that transition has only gotten harder. Let's think about this transition for a minute. For most kids, it's the first time they've lived away from home or away from adult structures that organize their day for any length of time. For the first time, they are responsible for their schedule. You know, when they wake up, when they go to sleep, study or not, go to class or not, wash their clothes or not, clean the rooms or not, go to parties, use drugs and alcohol or not. And they need to form relationships with other kids, mostly without knowing anything about any of them. This is a ton of responsibility, and it requires confidence, planning, and organization skills. It requires flexibility, self-management, and social skills. So, we understand that most kids will not have all this in place when they arrive. But some skill in these areas needs to be in place with the opportunity to learn and grow and improve on them. Now, why do I say it's more difficult now? Well, kids all have the technology that allows them to stay very connected to their old friends, and that can interfere with making new ones. You know, previously, when kids settled into their dorm rooms, they go into each other's rooms, meet each other, and socialize. Now, when kids get to their dorms for the first time, they close the door and get on their devices and engage there. Many colleges have a strong culture of drug and alcohol abuse, and the peer pressure will invite kids to abuse drugs and alcohol. And then there's the kids who don't want to party and don't use that fast lane to social engagement, that dysfunctional fast lane to social engagement. And those kids, at least initially, can feel alone and like they don't fit in. The kids who are getting noticed are the partying kids. It's also clear that the proliferation of smartphones and social media in the gaming worlds for young people have inhibited their social emotional skill development, so many kids will simply not be good at in-person relationships. So Jack, not all this relates to your daughter, You have a well-supported, high-achieving young adult daughter who is struggling emotionally and socially. So let's look at a couple of things. First of all, your family is very close. So the separation can be tough for your daughter. There's nothing wrong with that. Some parents and kids are more interactive, and your daughter can have more reliance on her parents than some other kids. Think of it this way. Think of a continuum with the far left being kids who are extremely engaged with their families and self-defined by their role in the family, and we call that enmeshed. And then on the far right of the continuum are kids who are not very connected, interactive with, or supported in their family, and we call that disengaged. Now, the far left and the far right ends of the spectrum of the continuum are unhealthy. But that leaves a healthy middle with some kids and families leaning left and more engaged, and then some families and kids leaning right and less engaged. And you guys lean somewhat to the left. The support and structure your daughter received helped her do really well. And now the challenge is for her to learn to function more independently. That will entail your daughter needing to learn to be comfortable being uncomfortable, to have faith in herself and in her situation, and know that if she uses her skills and her best judgment, things will work out. She'll need to take some risks and have some things not work out. Risk-taking, struggling, and sometimes failing are important parts of learning and growing. And it sounds like your daughter did really well in high school, and now we want her to do really well in her late adolescence and young adulthood, and after that, her adulthood. So, Jack, here is what I recommend. Realize that the goal is to help your daughter develop self-reliance, self-confidence. Not to allow or not allow her to come home. More than being successful in any one class, test, or situation, it's important that she feel confident that her best is good enough, and learning and growing are the most important things. I would talk with her about the social challenges she's facing and express confidence in her ability to manage them. You might talk with her something like this, and I'll call your daughter Amy. What the heck? Amy, the stresses and challenges you are experiencing are completely reasonable. You left a world where you were very comfortable. In fact, you were a star in your world, and you went to an unfamiliar world that you have yet to figure out and find your place in. That's gotta be uncomfortable, and I'm so proud of you for facing it. Plus, it's the first time you've been away from your boyfriend, and it's putting stress on your relationship. You know, Amy, if at the end of the day you don't feel quite ready for this transition and want to go to college locally for a couple of years, that's fine. But Amy, this is a time in your life where investment in yourself needs to be the priority. Trust me, there is plenty of time ahead to prioritize relationship needs over your own needs. So, take full advantage of this period in your life. My best advice to you is hang in there and give it time. You've always been good at figuring things out and finding a way to do well, and I'm confident you'll be able to accomplish that here too. We're here to support you every step of the way, and I don't think it will be long before you want us to stay out of your hair because you're busy and have other people to talk with. So, Jack, I know this may sound like a bit of a contradiction that I've said we need to help your daughter feel confident in her own decisions, and here I am encouraging you to advise your daughter in a specific direction. That's because your family is on the left side of the close versus disengaged side of the continuum, and your daughter's opportunity is to move to the right and develop her independence. If she decides to come home, that's fine too, and you can support her in continuing to develop her independence a bit more gradually. So parents, therapists, teachers, and folks of all kinds who work with teenagers, let's ask ourselves this question. Are we preparing our kids for independence? Are we helping them to feel confident in their abilities, Or are we focused on performance and doing everything right, quote unquote, to get into college, only to find themselves socially and emotionally unprepared to deal with the stress once they get there? Thanks for tuning in today, everyone, and special thanks to Jack for his question. And now that we're into the holiday season, it's more important than ever that you take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenting Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.